Welcome to This Week at Filling, and thank you for joining us in our mission to support people with developmental disabilities. For Filling Homes, I'm Tina Parsons. Today, my guest is Jean Kors, Director of Mission Advancement at Filling Homes. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Tina.
We are talking 65 years of success for Filling Homes.
Over 65 years ago, Carrie Filling Voyne, our founder, turned over that first shovel of dirt in a field to build the home where we are today. Now, that home started as a 9,000 square foot building for individuals with disabilities, but it was mostly children. And as those children grew, we began to serve adults as well as children with disabilities. And now, right here on this property, we have an 85,000 square foot building for that purpose. Like I said, we started with that 9,000 square foot building, and now we have an 85,000 square foot building. But not only have we had physical growth, we have had programmatic growth as well. So we started as a residential facility, a home for those with disabilities. But now we have grown to serve over 185 clients, and we originally had 16, so 185 in four different counties. We serve Williams, Fulton, Defiance, and Henry County. So we've spread our program growth, but also the services that we offer. So we have that residential service that we provide, but we also have a community living service that we provide. And that could be for people that live either in a home that we own or a home owned by someone else. And we come in and provide maybe 24-hour care. But maybe it's just a few hours a week that we need. It just depends on the client's needs. So that's our second line of service.
That's really letting them live independently in the community.
It is, really is, yeah.
So there's a third line of service.
Yes, we offer adult day service programs. So what that means is, just like you and I, we have somewhere to go during the day, so do our clients. They have many talents and skills, and so depending on that would depend on where they go. Filling Home has five locations for individuals to go during the day as an adult day service program. And those are located in Henry County, and we have one in Williams County as well.
So let's talk a little bit more detail about those dayhab services.
So we have, like I said, five programs that we offer. One is Soaring Arts Studio, which is located in downtown Napoleon. We also have Studio Express, located right across the street from Soaring Arts. We also have an adult day service program that is right here on our main campus on State Route 108. We also have a location at Filling Homes Community Center. That building, some may remember, the old skating rink many years ago, is now an adult day service program for us. And the final location is Trinity Place, and that's located in Bryan, Ohio.
So those are the dayhab services. What about the community living?
Filling Homes' main campus is primarily a residential facility. In addition to that, we have two smaller homes, one in West Unity and one in Bryan, that are also residential facilities, just like our main campus.
Yes. 65 years of celebrating. What kind of events do we have in store for the community or for staff this year?
We have a full calendar of events, almost something every month, whether it's for staff or the community or our donors, our fundraising. Everything that we're doing this year is centering around our 65 years, where we've been inspired by faith and driven by hope. We could not have done this over these last 65 years without that in mind.
Absolutely. The community support, I'm just amazed at every single thing that Filling Homes does, and the community is just backing us.
They fully do. They rock.
They rock. They do. I literally mean that.
I do too.
Well, Jean, I am so glad to talk with you, and I look forward to this year of celebrating 65 years.
I do too, Tina, and thank you again for having me.
You're very welcome. If you would like more information on Filling Homes, you can find us on Facebook or our website. Thanks for tuning in.